Toronto's one and only Zoomer Radio, Blondie and Chilliwack on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Are you in an Oscar pool and have you already made your picks? Oh, that's too bad, because our special guest has the inside scoop on the big show and could have helped you win some bucks this Sunday. Mike Crisolago.
It may not be too late.
Yeah, that's right. It's all right. And it may not be legal. But anyway, Mike Crisolago is associate editor with Zoomer Magazine and everythingzoomer.com. It's been a while, Mike. Welcome back and congratulations on your baby girl. We were sort of joking with you off the air, because we haven't talked to you in such a long time. We just wanted to know, so she'd done her first year in college or her second.
Exactly. Exactly. We're empty nesters now.
That's great. Right. It has been a while.
Time flies. Mike, Jimmy Kimmel, as this year's host, has said, how can he ignore the slap from a year ago? I wonder how he's going to make that funny. Any thoughts? You know, because at the time, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock left us all totally stunned.
Stunned. Absolutely, like, mouths open on the couch. I couldn't believe it. You know, it's one of those things. It's been a year. Chris Rock finally just addressed it in some stand-up, and then he got some blowback for attacking Jada Pinkett Smith in his stand-up. So, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think you just make, if you have to address it, make a little quick joke and move on. Because I feel like maybe people are a little bit fatigued by now. Will Smith has apologized. I feel like people have largely forgiven him. You know, he made a mistake and he apologized. So, I don't know. If it was me, you just kind of make a little joke and move on, you mm-hmm. know, and don't dwell on it.
Yeah. Good. So a lot of good comeback stories this year. Seeing Jamie Lee Curtis in Everything Everywhere All at Once was amazing, mostly because I didn't know she was in the movie until we saw it in the theater. And it was like, what a surprise. And then Brendan Fraser, too. I mean, just an outstanding performance in The Whale. Speak to us about those surprise comeback artists who are really making it big this year.
Well, the surprise for me for Jamie Lee is that this is her first ever Oscar nomination,
yeah,
you know, so like that's amazing for her. Brendan Fraser, I mean, if anybody has seen those clips of him getting standing ovations at film festivals for mm-hmm. The Whale and the tears coming down his face, I mean, the struggle he's gone through, it's been such a genuine journey and struggle for him to have this moment is so incredible. I'm so happy for him. And I mean, Ke Huy Quan in you know, Everything Everywhere All at Once, he was a child actor in Temple of Doom and The Goonies, you know, and he left acting. He became a stunt coordinator, went back to school, and now he came back because he saw Michelle Yeoh in Crazy Rich Asians and said, oh, maybe there's parts for an Asian actor like myself. And the first script he got was Everything Everywhere All at Once. And now he's, you know, nominated for Best Supporting Actor. You don't get those stories from child actors most of the time in Hollywood.
No, amazing. Yeah, and, you know, of course, we're always very interested in the Zoomer-themed movies, and there are a lot of nominated films that have themes of reinvention and aging.
Absolutely. I mean, Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is the big one this year. I mean, you look at it, it's a middle-aged Chinese mother running a laundromat who becomes this sort of superhero within this movie. That right there, it's incredible. You don't get those sorts of roles very often. Living with Bill Nighy playing a man in his 70s who gets a terminal diagnosis and decides, you know, I gotta stop living my routine dull life and actually go out there and live. You know, the Fableman, Steven Spielberg's sort of generational tale of growing up and his life with his family. The Banshees of Inisherin too, you know, and even Top Gun Maverick, Tom Cruise coming back to play that role again and sort of pass it on to the next generation. There's a lot of themes of aging in here. And if I could mention very quickly, Judd Hirsch is another person talking about Zoomer themes. Judd Hirsch is 87 years old. His nomination this year for Best Supporting Actor set a record. It's the longest time between nominations for an Oscar, 42 years. You talk about comebacks and Zoomers. He's 87, and if he wins for Best Supporting Actor, which is a long shot, but if he wins, he'll be the oldest acting winner in history.
He was in The Fablemans, right? I'm just trying to remember what movie he was in.
He was in The Fablemans, yeah, that's right. Yes. He was in The Fablemans.
Yep.
And I feel like depending on your age, you remember him. Like, I remember him from Dear John. But yeah. A lot of he was nominated for Ordinary People in 1981. That was
right.
His last nomination.
Right. Right,
yeah.
Which was
incredible.
A fabulous movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Just before we go, what movies did you like? I thought there were a lot of weird movies this year. Can I just say, I mean, I sat in theaters going, why am I the only one not getting this? Like, Everything
yes.
Everywhere All at Once is just odd.
Yes.
Triangle of Sadness, also super odd. Tar, kind of weird. All Quiet on the Western Front. All these movies are getting lots of artsy attention, but I'm not sure I got them all.
It's true. On one hand, you know, there's that complaint, oh, everything is Marvel movies and superhero movies. So here we have movies that are outside the box that aren't superhero movies. But yes, you're right. They are kind of they're not quite your normal fare. I am torn on Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think I need to watch it again to really. But you know, the Banshees of Inisherin, that was such a simple premise too. Something like that. You know, this man just doesn't want to be friends with his friend anymore after years because of his own insecurities and aging and you know, so I mean there's a lot of sort of straightforward, more like simple stories that did well. But yeah, you're right. A lot of maybe, you know, that's what you need to compete these days too, when you know, just you have to really think outside the box.
And definitely Everything Everywhere All at Once did that. And I have a feeling it's going to sweep this Sunday. Mike
I do
Crisologo,
too.
associate editor with Zoomer Magazine, everythingzoomer.com. We got to talk to you more than once every couple of years, Mike.
Absolutely. Once Elodie's back from college, I'll come back.
Oh, it's got to be sooner than that.